Well, hello, 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 and good evening, everybody. Doing the monthly check-in, see how everybody's doing, see what's going on, see what's new, see what's not. So obviously here on my front, if you've been paying attention, you know I'm a dad of two, you know I'm a soccer coach at heart, soccer player at passion. So this season has been very tough. Let me tell you why. Simply because I have to be a soccer dad and not a soccer coach to my daughter. And I have to say it's probably one of the toughest things ever. Now some of you may ask, why is it so tough? Well, it's tough when you see things that need to be corrected and need to be explained that is not happening to the young athletes that are trying to learn the game in order for them to get better. And we know that the coaches that are there are trying and they're doing their best, and it's great. But you also want to be that dad that doesn't overstep his bounds, obviously. You know, you don't want to be the helicopter dad that tells him what to do all the time and this and that, bada bing, bada boom. But sometimes you just feel like you got to let them know, like, stop doing this, don't do that. But then it's like they got to learn on their own a little bit. It's tough, I tell you. It is so tough to be a good coach, but not to your own kids. It's crazy. You know, I always thought I'd be able to coach my kids and such, but not being able to coach them right now, or at least my daughter right now, is a tough, tough deal. Sometimes you wonder on maybe you're doing something wrong, but you're really not. It's just the fact that the cars didn't just come out in your way. So right now, that's what I am dealing with at the moment. You know, and then after that, it's just life hits you. You know, one bad thing, two good things, one bad thing, another good thing. It's kind of like playing Russian roulette. You never know what's going to happen. You never know where it's going to land. So I hope that everybody else is landing on a soft, safe, and a place where you want to be. Obviously, we got to work our ways out of our funk over here on my side. And it's going to take a little bit, but not too crazy. Nothing that we can't handle. Because, you know, God does not give you what you cannot handle. He only gives you what you can handle. So, can't be complaining to God about things. You got to make sure that you go out and do it. Make sure you go out and make something of it. Okay? Make sure that you go celebrate your occasion. Make it memorable.